Good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. Hey, this is your host, Candy G, and I am so happy to be here with you today. For those listening for the first time, a little bit about me. Oh, I do a whole bunch of wonderful things. I'm a talk show host, a TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News, New World Media. I'm also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable, long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I have a very strong desire to affect change, as I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. That's one of the reasons that I do Nothing But Good News Media. You see, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles that you will hear are based on you living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinar, blogs, online presence, and all the work that is delivered. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand, such an increasing demand, for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. Before I get to today's guest, and I'm very excited about today's guest, I want to read to you today's G-note. And for those that are regular listeners, you know that a G-note is a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. A little note of motivation, a little spot of inspiration, just to get you thinking in the right direction. And today's G-note simply reads, "Dear friend, do the right thing the right way, even when no one is looking." And you know, we're going to talk about today's guests truly doing the right thing in an amazing way, because they are really here. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about community, the strength of community, and what we can do when we all lock arms together and say, you know what, let's just step out, let's give back to our community, and let's make a difference. And the way that we're going to do that is we're going to do that through music. Now, music is a gift of the universe meant to be shared with all mankind. It is the universal language of Earth and our solar system. I share it with you, and through my charity work, benefit those in need, and in this positive spirit, I have published my music. So says Dawn Lampansoni. Let's bring Dawn on, and let's go ahead and talk about who Dawn is and what it is he's going to do with this great event. And he's brought a couple of great folks with him. Dawn, I want to welcome you to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thanks, Candy. Nice to see you today.
Hey, nice to see you, too. And we are going to have so much fun. Well, next week. It's a week from today, isn't it?
It's a week.
Do I have my days straight?
Today, 7 p.m., right.
And we're going to talk about that. But before we talk about the event, before we bring on some of the other guests that you've brought with you, I want to talk a little bit about who you are. Just who are you, Dawn?
Oh, I'm just an average guy. I just work hard like most people, and I've been given this music talent. And so when I decided to start performing again in my semi-retirement, I decided I wanted to do it for the community. That's pretty much the short and long of it.
Okay, and a little bit about your music. What type of a musician are you?
Well, I'm a lot of kinds of musician, because in my early youthful days, I played first in a country rock group, and then I sort of, as I went through school and developed my compositional skills, went into jazz and legitimate music. And so at this point in my life, I've done a little of everything, and I'm sort of combining it. I'm what you call a fusion artist, I guess. Fusion in music means that you're putting together two or three different styles. That's how we get all these different genres today that you see when you go to buy music.
And I know this. There's a charity event. We're going to talk about it, you know, off and on through the hour, which is next Thursday evening. And in a little bit, we'll give you all the where's and the what's. But what I want to do is I want to talk about the why. Why is it that you decided to step out and help to create this incredible event to make a real difference for a great charity organization?
Well, I think that one of the reasons is to use music and art. And there are a lot of fundraisers that are done every year for different good charities, and there are a lot of great charities out there, and they're all deserving of help. But since I was given the talent, I just felt this was the way to use it so that it is best serving the community.
All right, well, that's awesome. Well, tell me who you brought with you today.
Well, today we have Michael Battle, who's also a professional pianist, who's going to perform opposite me next Thursday night at 7 p.m. at the Fort Lauderdale Beach Community Center, and my wife, Lynn, who's the artist in the family, and we just finished a art workshop with the high school students from Dillard High. Lynn led that art workshop and did a fabulous job. There's going to be 24 paintings that were done at this workshop on display at this event next week.
And are these paintings, are they for sale items or auction items? What's happening with these paintings? Are they just on display for the students?
Well, originally we were going to treat this sort of like any art show and pick winners, so to speak. But, you know, the kids, they all spent 6 to 8 hours over at Jaco Pastorius Park the other day, and they worked so hard, and the paintings came out so great, we decided that all of them deserve to be in the show, and we did pick five that will be auction items. All the rest we're just going to offer for sale at a low price that night.
Okay, well, that's exciting. I am so excited to see these paintings because I love seeing what our youth can do, and also I love seeing when you put a paintbrush in their hand what kind of magic appears. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to welcome Michael and Lynn both to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Oh, hi, Candy. Thank you for having us.
Hi, thank you.
So excited, honestly, so excited. You know, Lynn, I want to ask you a question. What was it like for you? What was this workshop with these 24 students at, it was 24, correct, at Dillard
correct,
High?
Yes.
What was this like for you? How was this set up? What was this, how did this work? Was it students that had never done any art at all? Or
pardon me?
Was it students that had never done any art at all?
No, this is a performing art school, so these children have taken lessons in art, and they blew me away, too, because I didn't know what to expect from them, but they all turned out some excellent work.
That's very, 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 very exciting. Michael, I know we're going to get a chance to listen to some of your music today, so I look forward to that, yours and Dawn's both. Why are you involved in this Red Cross charity event? What does this piece mean to you?
Well, you know, I feel that, you know, all I really have in life is music, and it's done so much for me throughout the years. I've battled a lot of things, and including my mother passing away from cancer. And, you know, I felt that music was so important to me and helped me in such many different ways that I thought it would be nice to give back, you know, give back to people and community. So that they can, you know, also feel the strength and power of music, how it could really get you above and beyond anything, any obstacles you come across in life.
You know, so excited, and we're looking very, very, very forward to hearing some of your music and certainly seeing what we can do to get as many folks out as we can. And we're going to talk a lot about this event. It is called An Inspired Evening, and we're going to get all the details. It will be next Thursday, October 27th, and it is at the Community Beach Center in Fort Lauderdale. We will make sure you find out how to get tickets and how to get there. Oh, by the way, guess who's emceeing the event? Yours truly, because I want to be part of this. Absolutely, this great event. We're going to head off to commercial break, and when we do, when we come back, we're going to be listening to some of this great music. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call Emerja today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.emerjet.com. Emerjet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.emerjet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
I make my way a friend is always there perched upon my shoulder my angel is watching everywhere.
Well, you know, if that is a sample of what we're going to hear next Thursday night, I got to tell you, I'm pretty darn excited. So, Don, as we fade out the music, tell me a little bit about that song.
Well, that song I wrote right about in the early 90s. Can't tell you exactly what year at the moment, but I had built a digital studio in my home. I was doing some jingles and some soundtracks for TV, and my wife Lynn said, "Don, why don't you write a song for me?" So I thought about it, and that song was really a song I had written for her, and I like it because it sort of applies to any gal who makes a good wife or friend, and any guy could sing it to any guy anywhere on earth. It's sort of that kind of a tune.
I love that. I want my husband to write a song for me. I'm going to give you his number and some pointers. You know, Lynn, how amazing to have someone write such a beautiful song for you. How does that make you feel?
I love it. I just love it.
I can hear you smile.
I have to say, what have you done lately for me? I need another song.
I need another song. I hear you. I'll help you work on Don for you, and you work on my husband, Don. Very fun. You know, I was thinking during commercial break, especially, you know, Michael was talking about his music and how it's helped him get through so many tough times. And Michael, one of the things that you said is, all I have in life is music. And it was such a beautiful thing to hear you say. And I have a beautiful young daughter who is a junior in college. She's only 19. But one of the things for her is that she talks about, and even as a 16-year-old when she first went to college, she went young. She skipped a couple years because she's a smarty pants. when they asked her to write her school essay, she wrote her essay about how the fact that she knows how young she is, but one of the things that she wrote about is how she feels like her life is set to music because she can see and feel music in everything. And so I just thought I'd share that bit with you because she certainly shares your love for music. She sings and dances, but just for fun, not for anything other than that. She's looking into some other wonderful things to do with music to create a business out of. But I love that you said that all I have in life is music and how music helps you to get through so many tough things.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for folks that maybe don't feel as musically inclined as you are, and I believe everybody is personally. I get very moved by music. And I believe that everybody has a hidden musician of some sort, even if it's just someone who sings in the shower. But what do you think is one great way for folks to tap into that musical piece to help them make a difference in their own life?
Well, first of all, I could say that I really can relate to your daughter. I could really relate to her in a sense that growing up, just growing up with music, surrounded by music, classical music, I started to see everything around me differently. Everything seemed like it was all related to music. The trees, people arguing, society, everything was related to music, different moods in one way or another. But I think the best way for people to tap into music is to just follow their heart, and if that's where their heart's leading them, then go for it, do it. Being a piano teacher for over 5 years, I've had so many different ages of students come and go, from 4 years old to close to 70 years old, and a lot of the adult beginners between 40 and 70, they attempted it. They all said the same thing: I'm not sure if I could do it. I'm not sure if I still have it in me to learn. But, they proved themselves. They kept at it. They kept going with it. And next thing we knew, they were reading music and playing music.
And what an exciting thing, and what an exciting thing to talk about, because there are oftentimes folks will sit back and say, well, I missed my window of opportunity. It's it's too late now. But to hear folks that step out and give it a go and begin to realize, wow, I can do this thing. I imagine, Lynn, you probably see a lot of the same thing in artwork.
I do. I really do. I guess you could say at this time of my life that I am having a special love affair with art.
And what do you mean by that?
Well, it's just that I spend every moment of my time with it, and if I'm not teaching, I'm doing, or my husband always says I paint the world because I always have a paintbrush in my hand, whether it's painting the fence, painting the house, or painting art.
Do you teach art locally?
I do. Years ago, I had during the summers, I had young children that I taught in our studio, and then I've worked at the Museum of Art teaching with another artist, adult students. Some were just beginners, and some were artists. I've taught children all my life. I had a daycare years ago, so I guess I've always been into the arts one way, with finger painting on up.
And so you have a studio now where you offer classes. Are they classes or are they private sessions?
Right at the moment I'm doing private lessons, either outside or wherever we can find space. You know, sometimes it's at my house, but sometimes it might be out in a nice park or something like that, or under a canvas tent. And I do a lot of recycling art. I'm into recycling. I like to take something that normally would be thrown in the trash or has been thrown in the trash, and I bring life back to it, and I incorporate it with my work. And so it's challenging. It's really, I'm trying to create interesting and challenging way to recycle things that came from this wonderful earth.
Let me tell you what's challenging about it for me, Candy. Sometimes she'll make me stop the car in the middle of a busy intersection to get something that's laying in the middle of the road that she's convinced is going to make a great work of art. And so I risk my life in traffic going 50 miles an hour, waving my hands, and people see what I pick up, and they look at me like, what on earth could this person possibly want with that piece of junk in the road? And then a couple of weeks later, I'll see the art that Lynn created with it, and the next time she asks me, I go for it because I'm not going to question anymore.
Well, you know what's exciting, and hearing all three of you, is that it seems to me that there's a place where all of you has said, I see the magic of life. I see the wonder. I see the beauty, even in places where maybe it's not so beautiful, but I can see it and bring out the beauty, and I'm going to choose to be in that place of enjoying love's magic, and life's magic. And maybe my faux pas of saying love, life is love, as far as I'm concerned, maybe that was right on anyway. And so really, I have to honor all three of you for saying, you know, doing what you love, and then on top of it, setting out to make a difference. You know what? I'm going to do this because I love to do it, but why can't, like I said, we all lock arms and set out to make a difference? Lynn, what's your favorite medium? Besides junk collecting. I'm sorry?
I use all types. I use acrylic a lot. I use watercolor. I use found objects, so that brings out another medium. Anything I can get my hands on. I've used house paint. I mean, it doesn't matter. It's paint, you know.
That's awesome. And Michael, your favorite type of music, what is your favorite thing to do? I know you love all music, but if I would let you do one thing right now, it would be what?
Probably to sit at a piano and write a piece of music.
And do you have a favorite type of music?
Well, as far as genres go, I'm a classical lover. I'm a classical fan. Growing up, I always played classical music.
Well, I love all types of music, too, but I will tell you, I'm a big country music fan, a big one. Just so you know, hey, this is Nothing But Good News Radio, and we've got love and life and art and community on the show today. Stick with us. We'll be right back in 2 minutes, and you're going to listen to another beautiful piece of music.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Now boarding, next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy, Candy G. You've made us all proud.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
So I have a question. Does that song come with a box of tissues?
I'm sorry.
Michael, so truly extraordinary.
Thank you.
And what's interesting is while we're listening, and I really wanted to listen to the whole piece, very, very, very moving. I mean, honestly, I am not kidding. I'm wiping back tears. What an extraordinary tribute to your mother. But while we were on the air, somebody who works for me, who I love near and dear, and she's listening to the radio show, and she's getting married in a few weeks, and she'd like to consider playing that song at her wedding, if you would allow her to do that. I just want you to know I got that text while we were listening.
Oh,
so.
Wow. Well, of course. Actually, she wouldn't be the first one either. I had a friend I went to high school with. He had also played that song at his wedding because he had a relative pass away from cancer.
Mm-hmm. So we'll be looking forward to getting our copy of that song. Just let me know where, and we'll do that. That's extraordinary, and how amazing, like, to me, my art form is communicating through words and through story. But when I hear something like that, I'm like, how, where does that come from? And I think I know the answer, but it's truly amazing, absolutely, truly amazing.
Thank you.
And actually, I have folks, Facebook is kind of blowing up because I get alerts whenever stuff goes on, and it's like messages and alerts going off, going, the most beautiful music, I love it. And so I'm, yeah, you've really caused a little bit of a stir here on Nothing But Good News Radio.
Oh.
So, yay, how exciting. Tell me about that magical place that you tap into where you find that creative genius. And that's a question for any of you or all three of you.
Well, it's kind of funny, actually, because I was never creative in that sense to write music like that up until my mother actually got sick, and I had moved here to South Florida from upstate New York. It was then, when she was sick, that I started gaining these feelings, and I was unable to go and see her or my family at the time, so it made me grow very frustrated. So I just kind of found myself sitting at the piano, and I just started to play. You know, I had these feelings I never felt before. I didn't know how to release them except for in the form of music, and that's basically how it came to be. And I actually found out after I had written that song that I was able to compose, and this whole new chapter inside of me kind of just started pouring out into the piano.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. That's great. Don, what about you? Where is your genius? How do you tap into that?
Well, you know, I'm a little older than Michael, so my genius comes from a number of different places and experiences. But part of it comes from other music, and one of the reasons I've enjoyed, this will be the second time that Michael and I have performed together, and we sort of take turns when we perform together. Michael will perform a few tunes, and I'll perform a few tunes, and back and forth. And not only is it seemed to be inspiring to the people who don't get a chance to hear the genres mixed up like that, but too often anyways, unless you want to arrange your CDs in a certain manner. But for a live performance, you're either going to get pop and jazz, or you're going to eat classical. Not too often you get it mixed. And the people like it. Plus, to me, it's an inspiration to perform with Michael because every time I perform with Michael, I listen to him play, and when I go perform, I'm inspired all over again, and I give a better performance. So sometimes the inspiration comes from another artist. Sometimes the inspiration comes from another person. But like Michael, when I wanted to write the song for Lynn, I had to sit down and think about what do you want to say? How do you want to say it? How do you write a poem and make it music? How do you write music and make it a poem? And so it takes some thought and some time and consideration. And then because I work in a studio, it's a lot of people run computers today can probably relate. If you're running Photoshop, you're making layers on pictures, and that's what we've always done in a recording studio is layers of music, and then you mix it together, and when you're all finished, you have a finished product. So I would say that the creativity comes from a lot of different places, but there's something that is born in a musician that I think there's an old saying, you know, talent is nothing more than love and dedication. So if you're born with this love of music and you're born with the tenacity to stay at it and get beyond one level to the next and so forth and so on, then you can take your creativity wherever you want. And with Michael, when I hear his story, I know right where he was at. He was an accomplished musician and just didn't realize how accomplished he had become. And all of a sudden, you know, in his emotion, he became a composer. He was already that composer, just didn't know it yet.
I think that's true for a lot of folks, don't you think? When, you know, being that place of who we are that lives deep inside somewhere, and what is that thing that will spark I'm going to call it creative genius for today. And so, Lynn, I'll ask you, how do you tap into your genius?
Well, I guess when I get in the mood to create, a certain feeling of freedom comes around me, and it inspires me to express myself and to show you how inspired I get and how I express myself. I have over 400 paintings in my home hanging. So
400 paintings?
I have my own gallery in my home.
Well, you know I'm coming to visit to see
Absolutely,
your gallery.
Absolutely, and I'm best cappuccino.
Oh, well, now here we go. All right, we've got
and
painting.
And Michael says.
Lampasoni, of course. That's awesome. 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 Well, it's so absolutely exciting. You know, what I want to talk a little bit about is, you know, all three of you are in a place where you've been able to tap into that passion, that thing that you love, and doing what you love through art of some sort. How would you help direct someone else to tap into their creative, artistic genius? Because I believe we all have it.
Well, I'll give you a couple ideas. I've always believed, and I've seen this in people over my life, but I think everybody's born a natural-born singer. I think that's divine providence there. And it's been said that an instrumentalist is nothing more than a natural-born singer who is a little inward, and so his voice comes out through his horn, so to speak, or through his piano, so to speak. A lot of people begin singing later in life after they've been an instrumentalist because they get over those inhibitions. And so I would say that, if a person wants to get into their art, all they have to do is start doing it, and all that will come together. You can't know how it's going to come together in advance, so don't try to figure that out. Just do it.
Well, you know what's interesting? I've always loved to sing. I've loved to sing, but when I would open my mouth, my family would leave the room. But I'd love to sing, and I'd sing anyway. And I'm all about thought transformation. What you think is what you create. And the more you tell yourself something, the more you can be that thing. And I used to tell myself, God blessed me with a voice to speak, but not to sing. And the more I would say that, the more I said, wow, I'm talking myself out of singing. So I went and started taking voice lessons to prove myself wrong. And I will tell you, at a live event, I actually sang a Whitney Houston song a cappella. There wasn't a dry eye in the house, and I nailed some notes, and certainly I blew quite a few, but the amazing piece was is that I found out that I did have a voice. I have an instrument. To me, is my passion big enough that I will take the time to learn how to use it? And certainly for me, not a lot of other things on my plate, and wasn't maybe a big enough passion, but it was exciting for me to see what I could do with this instrument called my voice. And no, I am not going to sing for you on the air. We'll talk about that on a different show, okay? I knew you were going there, Michael. I knew it. No. Not happening, but you'll certainly see me in front of a microphone next Thursday night as I MC this great event called An Inspired Evening, and we're going to make sure that we get all of the details for this event. And so make sure you mark your calendar, block it off, and it's going to be at, where is it again?
The Fort Lauderdale Beach Community Center, 3351 Northeast 33rd Avenue.
There you go. Awesome. And we'll let folks find out how they can get tickets or contact whoever they need to contact to make sure that you join me watching you make a difference. We'll be right back.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipments online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Okay, Don, so tell us about that tune.
Well, that tune really is, that was performed by Michael. That's on his Chopin album, where he showcases a lot of Chopin tunes. Michael does Chopin very well. And that's probably a tune Michael could tell you a little more about as far as personally, because he performed it. Michael, what can you tell us about that Chopin piece in particular?
Well, that was one of many pieces of Chopin that I did on my first CD titled Chopin After Midnight. This CD I actually released when I first moved here to South Florida. And it actually made number 9 on the classical Billboard charts, which opened up a lot of doors. You know, I favor Chopin out of all the classical composers. And I put many of his more lighter, passionate works on the album, other than his serious works. But that nocturne there was one in E-flat major, a very popular one. They used it a lot in movies and commercials because of its tranquility and passion.
Exciting. So tell me what this Thursday night event is actually going to look like. How is this going to work? Don, you talk about being across from Michael. What is that, two pianos together? What are we talking about?
Well, what you're going to see that night is going to be a very elegant table setting. That's going to be a 5-wine, 5-course dinner. It'll be set in a large it's a very beautiful place, the Fort Lauderdale Beach Community Center. It almost looks like a hotel when you pull up to it. And they have a stage and professional lighting. We'll be bringing our own sound. And Grandmaster's Pianos will be bringing a grand piano over for the evening. And we'll set up our sound. And actually, if you can picture that piano under some beautiful spotlights, and the program is set up where Michael will play two songs, and then I'll come in and play two, and we'll go back and forth. And you will be our MC, of course, in between these events, talking to the folks about our silent auction that night. We have a lot of great things in addition to art that'll be in the silent auction that night. And it's something everybody can afford. We have silent auction items from $20 to $2,000. So anybody that wants to come could feel like they could participate in the auction without bringing a whole lot of money if they're on a tight budget.
That's awesome. And I promise you, wherever I'm at, we have a lot of fun. That's the truth. So just come out and play with me, okay? Some of these auction items include, like you said, the art, but I also know you've got a Seminole Hard Rock Casino official guitar, three-day cruises. I love this auction item, two personal in-home Chef Antonio dinner certificates. That means Chef Antonio is going to come into your home to cook?
That's correct.
When can I start bidding on those? And some Linsoni Imports collector wine baskets. And those are just some of the items that I see here. Pretty fun and exciting and good stuff. It's nice when there's good stuff to bid on.
And it's all going to be reasonable. In these times, we wanted to make it something everybody could afford, so everybody could feel like they could come out, enjoy the evening, and afford it.
And you said a five-course, five-wine dinner. Is that what you said?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at some of the menu here. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my. Yeah, this is something that you've got to come out. You absolutely have to come out and be part of. And so, you know, we're really encouraging you. And also, it goes to benefit the American Red Cross. And if you'd like to get information on this, what's the best way for folks to get information?
Well, there's a couple of ways they can get information. They can go to my music website, which is www.donlampisoni.us, if you can pronounce that.
If you can spell that, right.
On that site, it's very easy to scroll down to the little player, and on the player there is a ticket icon. They can just click on the ticket icon and pay by credit card. Or people can email me or call the Red Cross and get tickets one way or another. We'll deliver tickets if you want. We like to suggest that people think about bringing some friends, take a table of six, and not only is it an enjoyable, fantastic dinner with wine and concert, but it's always more fun and enjoyable if you enjoy it with friends. So we're encouraging people to try to bring a table of six and enjoy some fellowship along with the fine food, wine, and music.
All right, awesome. Hey, listen, we're going to head off to another commercial break, and we're going to come back to, guess what, some more great music. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all-cargo flights and provides service to all Caribbean islands and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Okay, Don, I believe this song is called Free as the Wind. Do I have that right?
Yep, Free as the Wind.
And tell us a little bit about that song.
Well, Free as the Wind was a song that I wrote the lyrics to way back in the mid-70s, so long ago. I can't tell you. And I have a stack of manuscript papers that I've kept over my music career. One day I was cleaning out my music papers, and I happened to be searching for new material to arrange and some creative ideas, and I came across this old, tattered, brown-colored paper where the age had changed the color and my scribbling of these words. And I had remembered that a quintet that I had back in those days was playing this song, but I had never really written it out because the group I was playing with, they were sort of like what you would call ear players, and we didn't write music for this group. We just learned it, so to speak. So over the years, it just sat there, and it came back to me about a year ago when I found it going through my music. So I took the old idea and took a more modern, up-to-date rhythm idea, and created the harmony parts, and I think it's an upbeat tune about how we're all sort of related to the nature of things in life, and I think this is a song that somebody could play in these times and relate to.
So exciting. Such great stuff. You know, I was taking a look at some of the things you've got going on at this event, and I just want to note a little bit about this five-course meal, that it is being catered by Chef Judith Abel. Am I correct?
Chef Judith, yes.
Yes, the owner of Chef of Distinction Catering, and she hails from the island of Jamaica, where the sights, sounds, and cross-cultural flavors deeply influence the culinary experience. experience. She spent her culinary career marrying the Jamaican exotic palette of flavors with traditionary culinary techniques to give her patrons an outer world experience. This menu is absolutely extraordinary. For example, salad is green apple and goat cheese with salad greens, caramelized pecans, and honey vinaigrette. Yum. We're just getting started here. Some amazing things, sherry braised salmon, and just some incredible, incredible things. So I'm telling you that this is a night you want to come out for. Amazing music, amazing food, paired with extraordinary wines. Now, if you can't find Don Lampasoni, .us, you can always email me, candyg@candyg.com. That's K-A-N-D-E-E-G @candyg.com, or call me at 888-CANDY-G. That's right, 888-K-A-N-D-E-E-G. And I will make sure that you get all of the incredible information for this amazing event. Just a couple of other announcements before we finish up the show. We still have a few minutes, but I want you to mark your calendars because we do have a lot of great events coming up. October 29th, 2 days after I see you at the Inspired Evening event in Fort Lauderdale, is the True Success Conference 360, and I will be one of the keynote speakers. So I want you to go and check that out because it's really going to be an amazing event. It's going to be unforgettable, entertaining, real value added, and transformational. And I just want you to go to GibsonSilvestri.com, not Sylvester, but Sylvestri.com, GibsonSilvestri.com. You'll read all about that event, or again, you can contact me, CandyG@CandyG.com. And if you'd like to join me in Austin, Texas, the weekend of November 11th and November 12th, I am the keynote speaker there at Unveiled and Empowered, Unveiled and Empowered, and you can simply go to unveiledempowered.org and find out more information, or always contact me and I'll make sure that you get all the information to all those really great events that are coming up. We've got 3 minutes before we're off the air. Lynn, what would you like to leave the listening audience with? Less than a minute so I can get to everyone.
Paint, paint, paint.
I'm with you. Paint, paint, paint. Okay. Awesome. We're going to hear some more from you, I promise. Michael Battle, what do you want to leave this listening audience with?
Just that I hope everyone's, you know, this reached everyone and it hit everyone's heart how important music is and community is, and that everyone would join us next week during this benefit concert for the American Red Cross. It's very important.
And music, music, music. And Don, what would you like the listening audience to hear, walk away with from listening to the show today?
Well, I hope you're inspired to help us make this a success for the community. And if you're a wine lover, you're going to not want to miss this just for that, because the wines that we're going to present from this collection are fabulous that night. And just would like to invite everybody in the community to come out and help support the American Red Cross.
And, you know, and here's what it's about. It's about doing what you love and making a difference at the same time, really stepping out and making a difference. So we're going to keep reminding you up until next Thursday that I want you to come and join me as I emcee this fabulous event. Hey, I just want to throw in a little word for Monday's guest. You know, third time is a charm. We have tried twice before to get Dr. Christian on this show. And, you know, for whatever reason, we've had some technical difficulties and traveling difficulties. But we're very happy to say is that he is going to be on the show. And he's an extraordinary man who has an extraordinary story. And what he learned how to forgive those who changed his life forever. It's an unbelievable story that you have to hear, and when you listen to him, I promise you, your life will be changed forever, as mine has been speaking to him several times on the phone. So Monday, for Nothing But Good News Radio, 3 o'clock right here, we are going to hear from the face of forgiveness, Reverend Dr. Johannes Christian, and he'll be right here on Nothing But Good News Radio. I want to tell you, I've really enjoyed this. I look so forward to spending next Thursday with you all. Giant hug from me in advance. I want to thank you for being on Nothing But Good News Radio.
Yeah.
Yes, thanks very much, Candy. It was a pleasure.
Thank you,
Candy.
Awesome. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hey, I know you know what I want y'all to do, don't ya? Get on out there and live life like you mean it. Bye for now.